أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون صدق الله العظيم. Amongst the ayahs that we have completed, in one ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. Addressing those who worshipped idols, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you and that which you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ, will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ, you will reach it, you will certainly enter it. When that ayat was revealed, some of the kuffar of Makkah took exception to that ayat. They were offended that not only we are going to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, even our idols are also going to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, and we will become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. So hence they went to visit a scholar of the scriptures of the past, and they placed this kind of exception that they had with regards to this ayat. So he gave them some idea that if your idols are going to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam because you worship them, then mankind, the Christians worship Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the Jews worship Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, and Hazrat Isa and Hazrat Uzair are personalities that are revered by the Muslims. So hence, logically, they should also be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So this elated it and created joy in their hearts, and they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if our idols are going to be thrown in because we worship them, then Isa and Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam should also be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Certainly those for whom goodness or good news had already preceded, in other words, with regards to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, they were Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken very highly of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about them being the pious servants of Allah, and hence they will get Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ, that they will remain far from the fire of Jahannam. And the reality and the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem also is this, that in that ayat Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, certainly you and what you worship, in other words, referring to inanimate things, not animate things, not human beings, not even the angels are included in it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispelled this kind of doubts that could have come into the hearts of any individual. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا, that besides them being far away from the fire of Jahannam, they will not even hear the whispers or the sounds of the fire of Jahannam. So far Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep them away, that when they even pass the pul sirat, that although it is suspended over the fire of Jahannam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep them far away from it. And after they had completed passing the pul sirat also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep them very far away from it. وَهُمْ فِي مَا اشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ, that whatever their hearts desire in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to them, and they will remain with it forever and ever. In other words, there in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a world of desire. There will never be any needs that a person will have, like in this material world. Man has a need for eating, man has a need for drinking, man has various needs for sleeping, etc. There will never be any need, but it will be desire upon desire that will be fulfilled, that man will just desire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it, and this will continue forever and ever. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes one step further. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر, that the great فزع, the great sorrow, the great fear will never even grieve them. And this sorrow and this great fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is on the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet is blown for the second time and when man will stand up. And when man stands up, obviously there is going to be a great amount of uncertainty. There is going to be a great amount of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fear will not come upon the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, and then when they enter Jannat, the Malaika will meet them and the Malaika will receive them, and obviously the Malaika will greet them. هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ, and this is that day of yours which you had been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that the everlasting bliss of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah speaks about in this material world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make this announcement via the malaika. So in short and in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates and makes this exception with regards to those human beings that are worshipped by people, be them the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, be them awliya or whoever, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kuffar of Makkah used to call the angels, for example, the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those people have been excluded from that ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the worship things will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from that sorrow that a person will have when one is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.